We continue with the Gemara at the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says, about four lines from the bottom, Va'omar Rav Yehuda Marav, another statement of Rav Yehuda Marav, where Rav Kahana is going to ask a question. Va'omar Rav Yehuda Marav, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav the following halacha, Shloshes Lug Yemayim, if you have three lug of water, Shenofa L'Sochan Kortov Shal Yayin, and a drop of wine falls into the three lug. Umarehen kemare yayin, and the combination of the water with the wine looks like wine. I guess the wine was strong, it was concentrated, and a few drops or whatever it was made it look like the color was like wine. V'naflu l'mikvah, that whole mixture falls into a mikvah. Lo pasluhu, the mikvah is not pasul. That's the halacha of Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav. The mikvah is not puzzle because since it looks like wine, we treat it like wine. Maskev lo Rav Kahana, three lines from the bottom in the middle of the line. Maskev lo Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana asks a question. V'chima ben zeh l'meitzeva. What's the difference between this case of wine where we said the mikvah is kosher and meitzeva? Meitzeva literally means painted water, colored water. Ditznan, we have a Mishnah that says Rabbi Yossi Omer meitzeva posan asa mikvah b'shloshes lugit. Meitzeva invalidates a mikvah if there's three lug. So we see clearly, there's a Mishnah that says straight out that meitzeva, colored water, invalidates the mikvah. So what's the difference between colored water and wine? So Amalei Rava, Rava answers back to Rav Kahana, Hasam Maya Ditzivim Mikri. Over there in the Mishnah, which says that it's invalid, is because it's called colored water. That's what people call it, colored water. If it's called colored water, then we apply the rule that water can invalidate a mikvah. Three lug of water will invalidate the mikvah. Hacha chamra meziga mikri. But over here, it's called chamra meziga. It's called chamra meziga. Diluted wine. Since it's called diluted wine, wine doesn't invalidate the mikvah in such a small amount. The Gemara asks another question. V'hatani Rabbi Chiya horidu as a mikvah. But Rabbi Chiya taught about the case, our case, of the wine. Horidu as a mikvah, which means, Rashi tells us, it means that the mikvah is invalid. If that's true, so how could we say, how could Rabbi Yehuda say in the name of Rav that it's kosher, that it's a good mikvah, that it's a kosher mikvah? Rabbi Chiya taught that it was not a kosher mikvah. Amar Rav lo kasher. So Rav says, here too, not a problem. No question. Ha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, ha Rabbanan. Really, this is a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Rabbanan, as follows. Ditznan, we have a Mishnah. Shloshes lug yemayin. Three lug of water. Chaser kortov. It's lacking a kortov, a drop. A drop less, 2.99 lug, let's say. Shenafa l'sochan kortov yayin. Now, a kortov of wine falls in. Umarein kemare yayin. And the whole mixture looks like wine. V'naflu l'mikvah. And that whole mixture falls into the mikvah. Lo pasluhu. The chachamim say, lo pasluhu, we don't invalidate that mikvah. V'chein gimel lugin mayim chaser kortov. Similarly, if you have a drop less than three lug of water. Shenafal esochen kartov chalav, and then a drop of milk falls in, and now it's three lug umarein kemari mayim, and it looks like water. Shenafal mikvah, and it falls into the mikvah lo pasluhu. We didn't invalidate it. Rabbi Yochanan, that's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Omer, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says hakol holich achar hamare. We follow the way it looks. Okay, now Rashi explains. The Chachamim say that if you have less than three lug of water and then wine falls in, it's not invalid. Which implies, what would happen if you had three lug of water and then a little wine fell in? In such a case, it would be a problem. So therefore, the Chachamim essentially are going against our halacha. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said if you had three lug of water and then a little wine falls in and it looks like wine, the mikvah is kosher. And the Gemara asked the question that Rabbi Chiya said that it's possible, says Rava, to Machokas, Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbanon against Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The Rabbanon, in this case, when did they say that the mikvah was kosher? That's when you have less than three lug of water. And then, in order to get to the three lug, you need the wine to be included. But in our case, so what would happen if you had three lug of water? The Chachamim would have said that it's possible. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Omer Hakol Alechach Amara. No, if it looks like wine, it's wine. Whether there's 2.99 lug of water or there's 3.0 or more. As long as it looks like wine, we treat it like wine. Says the Gemara on the sixth line on that Dalet Amud Aleph, Hami Baya Baila Rav Papa. What do you mean? But this was the question. This diuk that we're making, that the Chachamim, if there was actually three lug of water, Rava says the Chachamim would hold that the mikvah is pasol. Hami Baya Baila Rav Papa. Rav Papa asked this question. Debay Rav Papa, because Rav Papa asked the following question on that Mishnah. Rav Tani Chaser Kortov Bereisha. Avoshlosha Lugin Latanakama Pasli. When Rav taught the Reisha, was it that it was lacking a Kortov, meaning 2.99, but Avo Shlosha Lugin Latanakama Pasli, but the Chachamim would say that if it was three lug of water, it would be Pasul. V'as Rabbi Yochanan Lememar Kol Holecha Achar Hamara, and then Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri comes and he disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri holds that it depends on the way it looks. V'Rav Damak Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. And then Rav follows the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. O Dilma. Okay. Rav in our Gemara, Amar Rav Yonah Rav, that we quoted at the beginning of the Gemara, follows the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. O Dilma, or perhaps, Rav lo tani chasar kortov bereisha. Rav does not teach chasar kortov bereisha, meaning you shouldn't have that girsa. And really, it makes no difference. That was just an example, but really, it makes no difference. And always the Chachamim would say that the mikvah is kosher. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, ki polig asefahu de pligi. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, when he says hakol holech achar hamare, is talking about the case of the milk, and it has nothing to do with the case of the wine. V'rav damar k'dibri hakol, and Rav goes both like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and like the Chachamim. So that was the question of Rav Papa. So Rav Papa asked it as a question. Rava is suggesting it as an answer to how Rabbi Chia could say that it's pasul, and yet Rav Yudam Arav says that it's kosher. He says, Machok is Rav and Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia says that it's pasul. He goes like the Chachamim. Rav goes like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, that it's kosher. Says the Gemara, L'Rav Papa mi boyale l'Rava pshitale. It's a machlokas between Rav Papa and Rava, how to understand whether Rav goes, whether it's a machlokas, the Chachamim and Rabbi Yochanan Nuri is reflective of a machlokas Rav and Rabbi Chia, or no. Or maybe, okay, according to one understanding of Rav Papa, maybe everybody agrees Rav can go l'divrei hakol, both like the Chachamim and like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. That was a question that Rav Papa had, but Rava had an answer. Rava didn't have it as a question. Rava understood it as straight up a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Nuri and the Rabbanan. Amar of Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, Lo Shmieli Hashmaitza. I didn't hear anything about this sugya. I was unaware. Okay? Says the Gemara. Now Rashi tells us, that Rav Yosef claimed, he was a student of Yehuda, but he claimed that he never heard such a halacha. And the Gemara says, Amalei Abaye. Abaye answers back to Rav Yosef, At Amit La Ni Halan. You said it to us, v'hachi amrit ni'alan, and this is what you told us. De Rav lo tani chasar kortov bereisha. Rav did not teach this case of chasar kortov bereisha. Okay, meaning, really, Rav was of the opinion that the halacha would be the same, even if it wasn't chasar kortov. For Rabbi Yochanan, a seifa polik. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was only arguing on the seifa, and it had nothing to do with the reisha. V'Rav Damar K'dibrei Hakol, and Rav really followed both opinions. That is what Rav Yosef had taught to Abaye. Rashi tells us Rav Yosef got sick and he forgot his learning, and Abaye used to remind him of the teachings that Rav Yosef had given over. So Rav Yosef, as a student of Rav Yehuda, was quoting this, had quoted this halacha earlier, and he explained it the way. Of one of the ways that Rav Papa tried to understand it. One of the suffix of Rav Papa, the question of Rav Papa, which came out that the way that Rav Yosef had quoted Rav Yehuda was that really Rav went like both the Chacham and Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, and they would both say that the mikvah was kosher. And Rav Yochanan ben Nuri happened to argue on a different case later on, but it doesn't affect the halacha of Rav Yehuda or Rav. Okay. The Gemara goes on to another halacha of Rav Yehuda Marav. Va'omer Rav Yehuda Marav. Chavetz Malei Amayim, if you have a barrel full of water, Shnafla L'Yam HaGadol. Falls into the Yam HaGadol. Hatovol Shom Lo Osa Lo Tevila. Now, that water is not kosher for mikvah. The Yam HaGadol is kosher for mikvah. So, the place where the barrel fell and all the water came out, if you went to the mikveh in that place, lo also lo tefillah, the tefillah doesn't count. The concern is that there's three lug of that water from the barrel, which is puzzle, that it's in one place, that it stayed in one place, and therefore when you went into the mikveh, you didn't go into a kosher mikveh. Says the Gemara, v'davka liyam hagadol, specifically when you went into yam hagadol, dekoy v'kaima, because more or less, the yam hagadol is stationary. Aval nahara ba'alma, but a regular river, lo. The halacha would not be that way, because a regular river is flowing. We assume that if it fell over here, if anything, the opposite. If it fell over here, it's for sure not over here, because the water keeps on flowing, so any water that fell over here has flowed down the river, and this maim shuvin, or whatever it was, is not where it originally was. Tanin Ami Hachi, we have a braisa which says the same thing. Chavis Malaya Yain, if you have a barrel full of wine, Shinufla Liyama Gadol, falls into the Yama Gadol, HaTovol Shom Lo Osa Lo Tevila. If you are Tovol there, it doesn't count for your Tevila. Again, Chashin Lo Shosh Lugin Shu'uvin Shalibim Okom Echad. There's a concern that this mixture from this barrel, that it's going to be in one place, and a person went to the mikveh there, so therefore he wouldn't become tahar. V'chein kikar shal truma. Similarly, you have a kikar, a loaf of truma, shenafal sham, that falls into that place where the person just came, went to the mikveh over there, in the place where the barrel fell. The person goes to the mikveh and then he comes out. So the halacha is the person is not tahar. The truma is also not tahar. If the truma fell in that area, and then they picked it up and they took it out, the truma also becomes tameh. Truma tameh. Why? Says the Gemara. Now, the reason it becomes tameh is because once he goes in, he's tameh. If he comes out and he's not tahar, then he made tameh the wine that fell in. So when the kikar shal truma, the loaf of truma, touches that wine, the loaf itself will become tameh. So the Gemara asks, "My v'chein, what does it mean?" And similarly, why would you think not? Why does it have to say, "Oh, and this the halacha is going to be the same by the kikar of truma"? Why would you think the halacha would be any different? Says the Gemara, "Mahu detaim." I might have thought the following: Hasam over there by the case of the person going into the mikvah, uki gavar achazake, place the person on his chazaka, his status. What was his status? He was tameh. He wanted to go into the mikvah, so we don't know, but we have reason to believe that wasn't a kosher mikvah. So if it wasn't a kosher mikvah, then he's still tameh. So since we don't know, we give him his original status. We put him in his chazaka. His chazaka is that he's not tahar. So hacha uki truma achazake. So I would think perhaps that the same thing should be true of the truma. We don't know what happened to the truma. We know that it went into the water. We don't know if it touched the wine and made the wine tameh, and the wine made the truma tameh, just like the person was tameh made the wine tameh. We don't know what happened over here. Since we don't know what happened here, maybe we should place the person on his chazaka. Place the person on his chazaka, he would become tameh. Put the kikar on its chazaka. It was tahar when it started. So maybe we should also keep it tahar, keep the status quo, just like we're keeping the status quo by the man. Kamash Malan, therefore the halacha comes to teach us that that's not true, that we don't continue that way. We don't give the chazaka to the kikar of truma. Rather, we assume that it did in fact become tameh from the wine. That's the end of the Gemara, towards the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph. So we start now with a new Mishnah on Dalet Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Me'idin anu b'ish ploni. We testify about ish ploni shechayev l'chaver masayim zuz, that he's obligated to pay his friend 200 zuz. Okay, two witnesses come into Beis Din and they say Ruvain owes 200 zuz. V'nimtzu zomamin, they turn out to be zomamin, lokin u'mishalmin. Not only do they get malchus, and they also have to pay 200 zuz. Shalo Hashem ha'mevin l'dei malchus, mevin l'dei tashlumin. Because the name, the avera, which brings them to Makos, is not the same one that brings them to have to pay. Dibur Rebbe Meir. Those are the words of Rebbe Meir. Okay? They get Makos because of, we're going to say, because of Lo Sane, because of the prohibition of testifying falsely in court. And they're going to get Tashlumin because of Asisam Lo Kasher Zamam Lasos Lachif. They're going to get, Kasher Zamam is going to require them to pay the 200 Zuz that they tried to do to their brother. V'chachamim Omer, V'chachamim say, Kol HaMashalom Eino Loke. Anytime that you pay, you don't get Makos. That's case number one. Case number two, Me'id Anu Be'ish Plonin Shu Chayev Malkus Arboim. If we testify against so-and-so that he's chayev to pay 40 lashes, V'nimtzu Zomamin, and it turns out they're Zomamin. Lokin Shmonim, they'll get 80 Malkus, two sets of Malkus. Mishum Losana Berecha Eid Shaker, one set for Losana Berecha Eid Shaker, do not testify falsely. And Mishum Vasisam Lokasher Zomam. And another one for Kasher Zomam, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Those are the words of Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim Omrim Eino Lokin Ela Arboim. You only get the 40 Malkus. Now, again, we know the Gemara at the end of the Masechta will tell us that it's really 39, but two sets of Malkus, according to Rabbi Meir. According to the Chachamim, you only get one set of Malkus. We turn the page to Dalet Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Bishlama L'Rabbanan. It makes sense according to the Rabbanan. Kidei Rishaso, because the Pasuk says, Kidei Rishaso. Kidei Rishaso Ksiv. Pasuk in Devarim Perachav Hei, when it's talking about the giving Malkus, Vayam bin Hakosa Rasha, the Gemara was quoted on, this Pasuk was quoted on Daf Beis Amud Beis, Vayam bin Hakosa Rasha, Vihipilo HaShofet, the Shofet pushes him down, Vihiko Lefanov, and he hits him in front of him, Kidei Rishaso, according to his wickedness, says the Gemara, Bisham al-Rabbanan, it makes sense according to the Rabbanan, Kidei Rishaso Ksiv, according to his wickedness, that's what the Pasuk says. What does that mean, Risha Aso? That's his wickedness, that's singular. Mishum Risha Achas Atamachaivo, you can obligate him to pay to get punished for one Risha, one wickedness, V'i Atamachaivo Mishum Shtei Rishios. But you can't do that for two. We don't punish him for two different wickednesses, so to speak. El Rebbe Meir, third line, El Rebbe Meir, my time. What's Rebbe Meir's reasoning? Why you can get punished twice for doing one thing? Omar Ula says, Ula gamar mi motzi shemra. He learns the source that you can get punished twice from motzi shemra. Ma motzi shemra loko mashalim. Just like motzi shemra, you get malchus and you pay af kol loko mashalim. So too, any case, it's possible to get malchus and to have to pay. And Rabbi Meir applies that to our case. That's Ula's explanation. Rabbi Meir applies that to our case, and therefore, since there's two reasons to get punished, one is for Losan and one is Kasher Zamam, even though you only did one thing wrong, you can get two punishments. So the Gemara asks the question, how could you learn out Motzi Shemra to the rest of the Torah? Mala Motzi Shemra Shekin Knas. Motzi Shemra is different than all other halachos, because Motzi Shemra is not a regular mamon penalty. When you pay the money, it's not mamon, it's not a financial payment, so to speak, it's a knas, which is a penalty. It's a special halacha. So the Gemara answers, no problem, Sarah look Rabbi Kiva. He'll follow the opinion of Rabbi Kiva earlier on Beis Amabez, the Omar Edom Zomen Knasahu. Says that Edom Zomen is also a knas. So since we're dealing with another type of knas, maybe we can't learn it out to Kola Torah Kula, to other areas of halacha, but at least for the case of Edom Zomen, we can. Okay, that's one application of Ula's halacha. So, how does Rabbi Meir learn that you can get punished twice? The answer is, because just like we see from the Torah explicitly, that you can get two punishments for Motzi Shemra, so too you can get two punishments for Edom Zomen. Motzi Shemra is a Knas. Okay, so we'll have to follow the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, who says that Edom Zomen is also a Knas. The Gemara says, Ikad Masli Lahad Ula Aha. There are those who teach Ula's this teaching of Ula to learn out from Edom Zomen on another halacha. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa. Lo Sosir Memenu Ad Boker V'Anosir Memenu Ad Boker V'Chulei V'Gomer. The Pasuk says, you're not allowed to leave over the Karban Pesach until the morning. And if you did leave over the Karban Pesach until the morning, you have to burn it. Says the Gemara, Ba HaKosov Litein Aseh Achar Lo Saseh. The Torah comes to give a positive command following the negative commandment, Lomer, in order to tell us, Shein Lokin Olav, that you don't get Malkus for it. This is called a Lav Hanitak Laaseh. There's a prohibition, a negative commandment, don't do this. And the Torah tells you, but if you did this, this is what you should do to fix it. So the Torah says you're not allowed to leave over the bone, the meat of the Karban Pesach. What if you did leave over the meat? You did what you weren't supposed to do? In such a case, the halacha is, you should burn it in the morning. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. That we learn from the case of Nosar, that you don't get Malkus by a case of Lav Hanitak La'aseh. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Lomen Hashem, who said, that's not the reason, Elam Mishim Havle Lav Shein Bo Maisa. No, so you don't get Malkus because it's a lav shein bo maisa. It's an action which has no, it's a prohibition which has no action involved. V'chol lav shein bo maisa ein lokin alav. And any time you have a commandment, the Torah says, don't do this, and you violate it without an action, so you don't get Malkus for it. And a classic case is our case, no, sir. The Torah says, don't leave it over, you leave it over. But leaving it over is not an action, it's a lack of an action. You were supposed to eat it, you didn't eat it, you stayed and you did nothing. So, kol lav she'ein bo maisa, ein lokin alav. Says the Gemara, michlal, this implies the Rabbi Yehuda sabar, lav she'ein bo maisa, lokin alav. This implies that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a lav that has no action involved, you do get malchus. Because otherwise, why did he have to go to teach a new halacha of lav hanita klasei, that when the Torah says you're not allowed to do something, and then the Torah says that you should do something to fix it, in such a case, you don't get malchus. Say easier. If the Torah tells you you're not allowed to do something, and you do, you violate that prohibition passively, then you don't get malchus. Lav she'ein bo maisa. Why does he have to come to the stronger case? It must be Rabbi Yehuda holds that a lav she'ein bo maisa you could get malchus for. Minale. From where does he know that? Says the Gemara. Here is where Ula applies his halacha. Amar Ula gamar mi motzi shemra. He applies it, he learns it from motzi shemra. Motzi shemra is where a man comes at the Beis Din and says, I married this woman, lo motzi lebitcha besulim. And I didn't find, I found that she was previously lived with a man. Says the Gemara. Amar Ula gamar motzi shemra. We learn it from the case of motzi shemra. Ma motzi shemra lav she'ein bo maisa lo kin alav, just like motzi shemra is a lav she'ein bo maisa. There's no action involved. He comes to Beis Din and he speaks. And dibur, speech, is not considered an action. So, and yet the Torah says that he'll get malchus if he's found to be a liar. So af kol lav she'ein bo maisa lo kin alav. So too any other halacha where it's a lav she'ein bo maisa, you can get malchus for it. Says the Gemara, that can't be a source for kol haTorah kula. That alav she'ein bo maisa you can get malchus. Why? Mala motzi shemra shekein lokim mashalim. That can't be. Motzi shemra, you can get malchus, and you have to pay. So there's two punishments involved. Kol haTorah kula, there's not two punishments involved. Motzi shemra, there is. So just because by motzi shemra you get malchus for alav she'ein bo maisa, doesn't mean we can apply that to extend that to other areas of halacha. So Ula's halacha in this case is rejected. Ela amar Reish Lakish, rather says Reish Lakish, another way of explaining Rabbi Huda's opinion that alav she'ein bo maisa lo kin alav, that you get malchus for alav for an action, which is a prohibition, which is a passive, you transgress passively. Ela amar Reish Lakish says Reish Lakish, gamar me edim zomimin. We learn it out from the case of edim zomimin. Ma edim zomimin lav she'ein bo maisa lo kin alav. Edim Zomen, which, once again, another case where you're not doing an action incorrectly, you're speaking incorrectly. Ma Edim Zomen, Lav She'en Bo Maisa, Lokin Alav. Av Kol Lav She'en Bo Maisa, Lokin Alav. I'm on the first wide line. So too, any case of a Lav She'en Bo Maisa, you can get Malkus, just like Edim Zomen. So we're learning it out from Edim Zomen. Reish Lakish says, let's learn it out from Edim Zomen. The Gemara asks, one second, Mala Edim Zomen, Shekin, Ein Tzrich, and Hasra. Edim Zomen are unique. Most prohibitions in the Torah, almost all prohibitions in the Torah tells you that you have a specific punishment. We can't give you that punishment unless you were previously warned. And yet, when it comes to Edim Zomen, we don't come into to Beis Din and say, before anybody gives testimony, just to let you know, if you're found to be Edim Zomen, we will give you a punishment, Kasha Zomen Lassos Law. So we don't say that. There's no Hasra, there's no warning before punishing you for Edim Zomen. So that's a Chiddush. That's something that doesn't normally apply. Normally, you have to give Hasra. So maybe in a case like Edim Zomen, just because you can give Malkus for a lav she'ein bo maisa, we can't apply that to other areas of Torah, because again, Edom Zomen has a unique halacha which makes it different, and now we don't know that we can compare this case to other cases in the halacha in Torah. Okay, so Mala Edom Zomen shekein ein tzrich hasra, says the Gemara, Motzi Shemra yochiach. Motzi Shemra will prove it. Why? Because Motzi Shemra. Because Motzi Shemra will, motzi shemra, there is hasra, And you could get Malkus for a lav she'in bo maisa. V'chazar hadin. And the logic circulates. Lo rizeh krizeh. This one is not like this one. Lo rizeh krizeh. This one is not like this one. Hatzara shava shebehen. The common link between them is that it's a lav she'in bo maisa v'lo kin a lav. That both of them are, both the motzi shemer and edim zomen are lav she'in bo maisa. They are passive transgression of an avera, velokin alav, and you could still get malchus. Afkol lav shein v'maisa lokin alav. So to all other cases are lav shein v'maisa, and you can get malchus for it. The concept of v'chazar hadin lo rizeh krizeh is basically each one has a reason why we can't apply it to kolotar kula, but because we have two cases and there's no overlap of those cases of the what makes them unique. In other words, what makes the case of motzi shemer unique is, we said, motzi shemra is lokio mashalim, that's unique. Edim zomamin has another aspect of it. Edim zomamin has the aspect of ein tzrich nasra. But motzi shemra, tzrich nasra, so it doesn't have, it's not lacking that. So between the two of them, we basically built up a case that we can apply to all other areas of halacha. The Gemara asks, what do you mean? Ma lahatzara shava shebehen shekin knas. They're both cases of knas. So how could we apply it to all areas of halacha? What about knas? Says Gemara halokasha, Rabbi Huda lo sava lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Huda doesn't hold of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Meir before in the Gemara had to hold of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Huda doesn't hold of Rabbi Akiva. And since Rabbi Huda doesn't hold of Rabbi Akiva, the case of Edim Zomim is not Kanas. And therefore, just because Motzi Shemer is a Kanas, but that doesn't mean that it can only apply to Kanas, because we have a case of Edim Zomim, which according to this halacha, according to Rabbi Huda, would not be a Kanas. And yet the halacha applies that it's a Lav She'in Vomaisa and it's Lokin Alav. Okay, says the Gemara. Ela ma'ala hatzara shava shabahen shakin yish ben tzad chomer. Now the Gemara is taking on a new question, which is, it's true that between the two of them, they've covered all their bases, and this one, where this was strict, the other one was not strict, and where the other one was strict, this one was not strict. Okay, so for example, Edim Zomim, you don't need Hasra. So maybe it only applies to something where you don't need Hasra. Well, no, because we see that Motzi Shemra, you do need Hasra, and yet we see Lav Shein Bo Maisa Lokin Alav, so it can apply even though you have something about Edim Zomim that is strict. The Gemara says, yeah, it's true, but there's still Tzad Chamor. Tzad Chamor means that each one has a unique aspect to it that makes it strict. So maybe we would say that the halacha of lav shein bo maisa lokin alav can only be applied to an area that has a tzad chamor, that has some area which is more strict than other areas of halacha. Maybe it doesn't apply to everything, only things that have a tzad chamor, a common characteristic that is that each one has a strict aspect to it, and it doesn't have to be the same aspect, but each one has its own strict aspect. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda would respond, Tzad Chomer lo parach. The concept of Tzad Chomer is not a pircha, is not going to mess up the Kal V'chomer, lo parach, and therefore, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it breaking up the Kal V'chomer, and therefore, between the two of them, we could learn it out, and Rabbi Yehuda would hold, Alav Shein B'maisa gets Malkus, from a combination of Edim Zomamin and Motzi Shemra. Says the Gemara, four lines from the bottom, V'rabbanan. Now, according to the Rabbanan in the Mishnah, who said that you only get one set of Malkus, Hai lo sana b'recha itchak or my darshi be. What do they learn out for the pasuk of lo sana if the Malkus is punishment is coming from kasher zamam, so lo sana is not going to get you any punishment. So what's the point of the pasuk? What's the drasha of the pasuk? Hahumi ba'ile, it is needed la'azhara la'edim zomin, as an azhara for edim zomin. But we know in when Torah punishes someone, the Torah has to give an onesh, a punishment, and the Torah also has to give an azhara, which is a warning. The Torah has to say that it's not permitted to do this, and then it says it again to teach the punishment. It says the Gemara, that pasuk is coming to teach you're not allowed to testify falsely in court, followed by kasher zaman, which is the punishment. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Meir, two lines from the bottom, Rabbi Meir, azhara le'edim zomim minole. Where do we know, according to Rabbi Meir, where do we know this halacha of edim zomim, that there's an azhara, that there's a warning? Where do we get that from? Because he uses the pasuk of Osana to teach an extra set of malchus. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah says, nafkale, he learns it out from the pasuk which says, mi vahanish arim yishmu uviro. Those who are left, after they see what happened to this person, those who are left over will hear and they will see what happened, the punishment that was given. They won't continue to do ode anymore. Such a thing. So the words "hanisharim yishmu v'yiro v'lo yosifu ode" teaches us that you're not allowed to do it. Because the people who are left over will hear what happened, they'll see what happened, but you see, well, they won't do it anymore. Meaning, they're not allowed to do it. So that's the warning, that you're not allowed to do it. V'rabbanan, the Rabbanan disagree, and they'll say, V'rabbanan, hahumi boile, no, those words are needed, lahachraza. Those words are coming to teach that there's a halacha called hachraza. We have to announce that when an eid zomim is punished, we announce that this person got punished, this is why he got punished. We announce it so that people know, so that Hanisharim Yishmu V'Yiro, so that people won't continue doing such things. We want to make a big deal about the fact that somebody got punished for doing such a terrible thing, and hopefully it'll discourage people from doing it in the future. So that halacha needs to be learned out from the pasuk. The pasuk is not extra or empty, that it could be used for a drasha. It's required to teach that you need a hachraza, you need to announce. Rabbi Meir, hachraza mi yishmu v'yirou nafka. Rabbi Meir would say, okay, fine. Hanisharim yishmu v'yirou. The words yishmu v'yirou teach that you have to announce it. V'lo yosifu od is coming to teach you that an azhara, a warning that you're not allowed to do it. So what comes out is that according to the Rabbanan say there's only one punishment, and the pasuk losane comes to teach us that you're not allowed to do it. That's the azhara, that's the warning. And the words Hanisharim Yishmu V'Yiro V'Lo Yosifu Od is coming to teach the halacha that the Beis Din has to announce that the Edom Zomim got punished and this was the reason, so that everybody hears and doesn't do it again. Rabbi Meir, who uses the pasuk of Lo Sane to teach that you get Malkus, an extra set of Malkus, he uses the Azhara comes from, according to the Maskan of the Gemara, from the words V'Lo Yosifu Od, that they shouldn't do it anymore, which teaches the Torah is telling us they shouldn't do it. And the words Yishmu V'Yiro come to teach that there is a, it's required that you make a hachraza.